All right. Good evening. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Chav Tes and Lamed Amud Aleph. We'll see how far we get. I've slated us to get to the two dots, three lines before the wide lines on Lamed Amud Aleph. We're going to be moving pretty quickly. I know the Chav Tes Amud Aleph is small, but the rest is not. We're at a Mishnah, two thirds of the way down, three fourths of the way down on the bottom of Kaf Ches Amud Beis. Here we go. If you find an item, and while you're watching the item, it financially takes care of itself. Kol Davar She'oseva Ochel. Let's say you have a cow, and the cow produces milk. The milk can be sold for money. So then, what you do is yaseh yochel. Yeah, then you have to maintain that animal until the bialim show up. We're on the bottom of Kaf Ches Amud Beis in the Mishnah. V'davar she'eino se'ochel. If you have an animal that's useless and doesn't produce any funds, then yimacher. Then that animal should be sold, and you hold on to the cash. We'll discuss the money in a minute. She'ne'emar ba'shivo solo rei hech teshivenu. You should give it back. As it is in the best possible way that you can. And in this case, that's money. So where the animal is self-sufficient financially, great. Where the animal is not self-sufficient, then you can just sell it for cash. What would we then do with that cash? So let's say I have a rooster, doesn't produce eggs, and it just clucks around and does nothing for anybody other than be annoying. So then that animal I should instantly sell. Right, if it's an Aveda, and I hold the money for you, the Bailim who actually own the animal, you're allowed to use those funds. That you can't keep them. It's not your money, but it's like a loan in theory. You can use it as long as you just replenish the pot when the Bailim show up. Therefore, because you've been given access to use that money, if it then gets lost, oh, this is already a Shmira Sugya. Then we would say that you're Achray. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yishtamesh bahen, he says that you're not allowed to use the money. If you sell the rooster for 50 bucks, the 50 bucks stays in an envelope. Nothing you can do about it. Just leave it exactly as is. And because that's true, lefichachim avdo, then ein chay b'achra yusam, because you don't have access to the money, pashut, you would then be putter from an aveda if something were to happen to it. Says the Gemara, going back to the first din of the Mishnah, we had said that if you have this animal that produces its own proceeds, then you have to maintain it. A chicken produces eggs. Cows produce milk, goats produce milk, whatever. All of those animals, they're self. Ula olam, says the Gemara. I have to worry about your animal forever? Well, who says you're going to come back? So says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. This was where the idea of 12 months came from the early Amoraim, from Shmuel. What does that change on the side? Lulam Amar, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Oh, it might not be Rav Nachman. Yep. The din of Shalosh Regalim was your limits of Hachraza. Right. This is an unrelated din of what is the upper limit that you need to feed an animal that services itself. It's a loop. We're asking a very specific, narrow question. That was a great question to ask them. In Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that supports this idea of Yod Beis Chodesh. Kol Davar She'oseva Ochel could go in par of a chamor. These animals are self-sufficient. A chamor can work, right? It gets its work in. I don't have to buy an animal if I have yours. So while you're out of town, I use your animal and benefit from it, no problem. Metapil Behenad Yod Beis Chodesh. Mikan Ve'elach, Sham Demein Manichin, you measure, assess how much money, you measure how much money they're worth, and then the money sits on the side. Agalim Usiyachim, if you have calves, or if you have baby chamors, a siach is a baby chamor, metapil bohen shlosha chodashim, 3 months. Mikan ve'elach sham d'meinu manich, and after that you cash out and put the money in an envelope. Avazim v'tarnegolim, male ducks and roosters, metapil bohen shloshim yom, 30 days, and goodbye. Mikan ve'elach sham d'meinu manich, and then you just take the cash and put it in an envelope. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, tarnegoles kibehema gasa, a tarnegoles, an animal that does produce eggs. So those are kibbehema gasa. They're like large animals that have milk and that they are able to produce their own proceeds. So on this idea of Rav Nachman, we have a brisa, and then we're going to see a stira between the brisa of Rav Nachman and Mar Shmuel above and the brisa of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that we are about to see right now. Hanyan Amihachi, 7 lines from the bottom, second of the wide lines. Tarnagolos behema gasa, metalba behem shnei masar chodesh, 12 months for a tarnegolas or for a behema gasim, then you cash out and put the money in an envelope. Agalim usiachim, if you have calves or if you have baby chamors, and this brisa says a little differently than above. We're going to ask a kasha because we said differently by the egel. We also said over here, avazim atarna golem, these are the male animals of these birds, of ducks and roosters. V'chol davar shetipulo meruba mischaro. Anything where the care is more than the reward that it will produce. If it costs me more to feed the animal than what the animal produces, metapel bahen shlosha yamim, 3 days, that's it. Then you cash out. I don't need to be involved in a transaction where my expenses are shoved to the animal. What's that?
That's your losses.
Right. Because then what ends up happening in that case is when you show up, it'll be like, here's your animal, but you owe me the cost of your animal. So that's not me stabir. We would not push someone to do that because the math doesn't work. Yeah. Wow. Never gonna return any lost objects to you. What'd you just say? About losing a child in Great America? Oh my gosh. Wow. What happens on the other side of California stays on the other side of California. This is ridiculous. What kind of Jews are you? Oh my gosh. Okay, so by these animals, it's only 3 days. 3 days for animals where it's too expensive to take care of them. Now, the Gemara highlights that the Braisa that we opened the Gemara with, the Tanya Nami Hachi, which was 10 lines from the bottom, and the Tanya Nami Hachi, which was 7 lines from the bottom, have a double stira. Kasha agolim usiyachim, agolim usiyachim, and avazim atarna golim, avazim atarna golim. If you look in the first Braisa, what does it say? It says by agolim usiyachim that it's shlosha chodashim. In the second Braisa, it says by agolim usiyachim, lamed yom. That's a stira. And then it's also Akasha by Avazim, because by Avazim it says Shloshim Yom in the first Brisa. And in the second Brisa it says Shlosha Yamim, not Shloshim Yom. Very big differences. So the Gemara says, Kashya Agolam Asyachim, Agolam Asyachim, Avazim Tarnagolam, Avazim Tarnagolam, says the Gemara, no steer at all. Agolam Usyachim, Agolam Usyachim, Lokasha, Hadiraya. In one case, it's where the animal grazes. Low cost, I'm happy to do it for longer because I don't have to work so hard. The Had to Pituma, the others where I have to force feed the animals because there is no grass. I live in a desert that's much more annoying. Therefore, I have to watch it for a shorter amount of time. 3 lines from the bottom. I wasn't trying to go, I wasn't trying to go, Nama Lokasha, Habiravarve, Habazutre. The bigger the animal, the harder it is to feed, the more you have to feed it, and therefore we can sell it sooner. And that's how the Gemara answers that. Vishain Osav Ocha, we said an animal that doesn't really create this loop of feeding itself. The pasuk says, we have to return the animal in its best form. If you're feeding an egel's worth of food to an egel, or a siach's worth of food to a siach, or that's ridiculous. That we don't do. We only do what makes sense. The money has to make sense. The animal's grazing. The grass is cheap. Okay, no problem. You want me to sit there and force feed your animal the cost of the animal? I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. So we had said, Mayeh Bedamim, we saw Machlokes Tanaim in our Gemara. Do we say that you're allowed to use the money, in which case you're chayav for Aveda, or not? So we said, Rabbi Tarfon Amar Yishtamesh V'churi. Adkan Lo Pliki says the Gemara, if you turn to the top of Chotzas Medalek, Elekshen Yishtamesh Ben. This is where you have the right to have access to the food. However, Avalon Yishtamesh Ben, if for whatever reason, let's say the Bailam, you know for sure you're not allowed to use it, Avalon Yishtamesh Ben, then Nim Avado, Pater, you would be Pater. And the Gemara says to an unrelated, seemingly unrelated, Sugya, Lema, perhaps we should say Tavatuv to the Rav Yosef. This might reject the sheet of Rav Yosef that we actually referenced yesterday. Ditmar, Shomer Aveda. When we have someone who's watching an Aveda and something happens to the item, Rabba Amar Kishomer Sachar, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Chinam, excuse me, Rabba says you're the lowest level of obligation of Shmira, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar, you're the higher level of obligation, though not the highest level, because the highest level would be a Shoel, obviously. So it says the Gemara, you're like a Shomer Sachar, and that's a Kasha, because above we said that you are Imabado Pater. That's what he said on the second line, that's a Stira. So Amar Lach Rav Yosef, Begneva Ve'Aveda Dukul Amalo Pligi Dechayev. You're right. When we're talking about a case of Gneva Ve'aveda, everyone agrees that you would still be Chayav like a Shomer Sachar. That's how Rav Yosef would hold. Ki Pligi, last of the short lines on Chav Tes Manav, the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Ba'onsin de Shoel. We're talking about a case of an ones when you have borrowed something. Rabbeinu Tam Savar, Sharulei Rabbanon Ishtamushe Begavayu. That the rabbis allowed for you to use the money of this particular lost item, Behavale Shoel Alayhu, and he's considered to be a Shoel. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Lo Sharulei Rabbanon Ishtamushe Begavayu, Hilkach Lo Habe Shoel Alayhu. So okay, this is the machlokes, is do we put you together shoel in our Mishnah? Yes or no? Rabbi Tarfon says you're shoel, and Rabbi Akiva says you're not. Hilkach lo havi shoel alayu. Says the Gemara, I hachi. If in fact this is the machlokes, that we're not talking about Gneva ve'aveda, and we're talking about onsin de shoel, I hachi, says the Gemara, then the lefichach by Rabbi Akiva, the lefichach that we said in our Mishnah, Dama Rabbi Akiva lamali. That language should not apply. Why not? If you want to say Rabbi Tarfon and what was his bell plugged in Rabbi Akiva were arguing about the case of Gneva Ve'aveda like we initially thought, then I could understand. That I could understand because I'm a Gneva Ve'aveda. Because Salka Dai Tachamina Shomer Sachar Have Kid Rabbi Yosef Uvigneva Ve'aveda Mechayev. Kamash Malon, that the word Lefichach comes to teach us that Hash Tadamris Lo Yishtamish Bahen, that in our case where we're not allowed to use the lost item or its equivalent, then Shomer Sachar Lo Have Lo Mechayev Begneva Ve'aveda. That I could understand. I understand why Rabbi Akiva said Lefichach in our Mishnah. If you say that the case of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is one of Gneva Ve'aveda. If everyone agrees in that case, you're chayav. And really, the machlokas of Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva is kipligi ba'onsin de shoel. My lefichach the Rabbi Akiva. That wouldn't even make sense. What would be the lefichach? If you are a shoel, then you are a shoel. There's no lefichach. You would not be chayav. That doesn't even make any sense. But my lefichach the Rabbi Akiva. It says the Gemara. You're right. Five lines from the bottom. Halchem ibayle the Mishnah. This is really what the Mishnah should say. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yishtamesh bahen v'ano yadana, and I would know. And I might have thought at that point that you're not a shoel and you're completely putter. What does that come to teach us? Nothing. It's only because Mishum Lafichach to Rabbi Tarfon. We needed the Lafichach of Rabbi Tarfon, and to make the Mishnah symmetrical, we also added a Lafichach for Rabbi Akiva, but you're correct. The Lafichach of Rabbi Akiva is really not necessary. I, the Lafichach of Rabbi Tarfon, Lamali. Hachikamar says the Gemara, this is what we need to understand. Since the rabbis allowed me as the motzei aveda to use the aveda, it's command the ishtamish begavayudam. It's as if it's mine. So says the Gemara. That's how we can understand the lefichach of Rabbi Tarfon. How could you say that it's onsin de she'ela? Says the Gemara. B'ha'avado k'tani. That's not an ones. That's you being irresponsible. If you lose something, it's not an ones. If I lose your car, it's not an ones. I'm just not good at my job. So, but it says avodas. It's a Gemara kid rabba. You're right that it was a case of aveda, but it wasn't a regular case of aveda. Dama rabba nignivu balistim mizuyin. Maybe it was when we say nignivu, it was stolen. But mizuyin, that is an ones. It was stolen. And avado she tavas finaso bayam. That's already an unfair case. You're right. I lost it, but I lost it in a way that was out of my control. That's the ones that we're dealing with. But had it been that I lost an item stam, then these halachos would not apply to me. These halachos are not the same. The Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, machlokes is only in regards to onsen. How do we paskin? Amar Bihuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha ke Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon holds that you are allowed to use the item that you have in your possession while you are watching it. Again, we're talking about a longer term issue, right? The 12 months. You're allowed to use that item or its financial equivalent. And says the Gemara, a little bit of a story. Biad Rechava, in the hands of Rechava, which is a man's name, not a woman's name. It's interesting because Rechav, whatever, it's just weird, just an uncommon name. Says the Gemara, Rechava, Habulei Hanhu Zuzei Di Yasme. He had money that belonged to a Yasel. Also, the Kamador of Yosef, he went to go ask a Shaila. Am I allowed to use this money while I'm holding out? I want to do some, you know, penny investments. Like, can I use this money for myself? And I'll give back the principal. I just want to use it today. He says, am I allowed to use it? Amar Le, Rav Yosef responded back to Rechava. Absolutely, no problem at all. You're allowed to use it. That's what Rabbi Tarfon says in our mission on the bottom of Kof Ches Med Beis. Amar Le Abaye, V'la Bitmar Allah. But don't we have a statement that says as follows? That Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Ela B'dmei Aveda, Ho'el B'tarachba. That the only time you're allowed to use that which is the item that you're watching is when you actually went and sold the original item and now you have cash. However, aval ma'os aveda delo tarach behu. But if what I found was money and I didn't have to actively sell your annoying chicken, I actually just found cash that's yours, lo, behani kimos aveda dami. And this case of the Yisomim is like that case. It's like finding money. I didn't do anything hard. I'm just holding it for them, says the Gemara. The Gemara, you're absolutely right. Amar Lezil, you can leave the base medrash. I'm not allowed to be matir you. So the Gemara here makes a distinction that you're allowed to use the money, not stam. You're allowed to use money if the way I got cash was by selling the item that I was holding for you. So I had an animal that wasn't profitable enough to feed itself. So I sold it. The cash that I can use. That I can use, and I'd have to pay you back, of course, but I can use it. Masha'en Kane, if I were to have found cash of yours, There, because I didn't have to go through the process of selling an item to get to the cash, and I simply found the cash, then lo shavki li da'ashri lach, I'm not allowed to let you use it. Very good. New Mishnah, matzah svarim, if you found a scroll, again, not the books that we have in front of us, a whole different ballgame. We're talking about scrolls. Matzah svarim, kari bahen echad l'shloshim yom, you have to read it once in 30 days. We don't want the pages to either mold or dry out, whatever the climate is that you're in, just to keep things fresh. You mean you there likros godolan, if you don't know how to read, no problem, but then you should at least roll it. Aval lo yilmod behen b'tchila, you shouldn't l'chatchila learn out of it. V'lo yikare acher imo, you shouldn't read two people reading out of the same thing. We're afraid you're going to fight about it and tear it. And matzik says, if you find clothing, mina'ara echad l'shloshamim, you should shake out the clothes once in 30 days. V'shotcha l'tzorcha, and you should lay it out if it needs to be laid out as needed. Aval lo l'chvodo, but you can't do it for yourself. Let's say that you, I don't know, you found someone's really chashuv looking garment, and if only you hung it in a public space, everyone would know you're chashuv, or they think you're chashuv. That's not allowed. Never lechvodo, only letzorcha. Klei chesiv uklei nechoshes, if you found silver items or if you found other metal items, mishtamish ben letzorchan, aval lo leshachkan. You can use it for what is a normal use, aval lo leshachkan, but not something that's going to create a wearing out of. And you're not allowed to use it in that way. These things don't require any use in order to be kept in their prime position, their prime status, and therefore you can't use them until Eliyahu Navi comes. If you find something relatively insignificant and it's not like you to take it, it's not mechubad for you to take it, then you don't have to take it. At all. You don't have to pick it up. Fascinating. Opens the Gemara Amar Shmuel, a quarter of the way down Chav Testament base, making some good headway. Says the Gemara, Amotze Tfilin Bashuk, Sham Dmein Umanichan La'altar. You see how much they are cost and you cash out right away. That's what you do with Tfilin. Why is that? Why isn't there a din of Hashavah?
It's not eating itself up in value. Right, it's just sitting.
Right. But that's what that was the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if it doesn't generate its own funds, but what's your upkeep? There's no upkeep, right? It's just budget neutral. All right, let's keep learning. We're going to see a little bit more in the Gemara, but I don't know the answer to that question, and it sounds pretty simple. I should research that. Masi Ravina, hold on 1 second. He said, that's what you do with tefillin. Says the Gemara, Matzah Svarim Karben Echel Yom, Bimenu Yudeli Kroz Golulan. Golulan in sham domain manichan lo, you should not sell it. That if you, what do we do with a scroll? Why is a scroll any different than tefillin? So Amar Abaye, tefillin bei bar chavu. This person who was the tefillin, he was the Bezalel Shur of the community. Mishkach shrichi. It's easy to buy new tefillin. It's not so true right now, by the way. Parenthetically, there's a bit of a parchment shortage. But svarim lo shrichi. It's much easier to buy tefillin. So therefore, by svarim you don't sell, but by tefillin you do sell. Tana Rabbanan, third of the way down. A shul sefer Torah mechaver. I borrow a sefer Torah from you. Hareza lo yishalenu la'acher. I'm not allowed. If I borrow from you, I'm not allowed to be mashila to anybody. That should be obvious. I can't take your item and give it to somebody else. Poscha v'korebo. You can open it and you can read from it. Uvelvad shelo yilmo botchila. But you should not lechatchila be learning from it. Lo yikra acher imo. Another person should not read it with you. V'chein ha'mafkid sefer Torah etzel chaveru. If I mafkid a sefer Torah by you, not borrow, but I ask you to hold it. Golo lo kol 12 chodesh. You have to roll it once every 12 months. Poscho, if you open it, you can open it to read from it. Im bishvilo pischo aser. But if you open it just for yourself, that is not allowed. We're talking about the case of mafkid here. Sumcha summer b'chodesh. If a sefer Torah is new, then shloshim yom. Then you should roll it every 30 days. V'yashin 12 chodesh. And if it's an old sefer Torah, you should roll it every 12 months. I'm just wondering now, because when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was in the Rabbanut army base. They had hundreds of sefer Torah, so roll them every 12 months. Ladina, I think it's didn't. I think this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
Does that mean gracious to Barm and back
Yep.
again?
I mean,
Without
if the
just.
concern is that, you know, whatever, again, air movement, whatever the svara is. But the concern is that it needs to be open. Remember also that a lot of their scrolls weren't on two Atzei Chaim like ours. They might have had everything on one. So just different surah. That's like, look at our Megillas that we have.
Right.
Megillah is just a free rein. There's no skeleton to it. It's just
No requirements. So.
right, correct. That's a good point. Sefer Torah is a Sephardic one. Whatever, there's just different Sefer Torah. I don't think there are any Sefer Torah on one Eitz Chaim. I've never seen such a thing.
Probably. I mean, you don't want to learn. I don't think you're supposed to.
Right.
But
Right.
just
Well,
practically, when it just it would be too heavy and painful at this
how do you
point.
do Hagbah?
Doing sideways.
You say?
Doing sideways.
Oh, very interesting.
How
Very
do you get
interesting.
the partial shavua though? You have to roll back, you have to roll all the way
Every
through
week,
every week. Yeah.
it can't be. It's that
It's
by definition is tircha d'tzibura.
yeah.
Yeah, it can't be. It has to be that Ladina. I'm sure Ladina, you need to have two Atzei Chaim. Unless you leave it partially rolled. You could roll the Megillah halfway and keep it.
You could do exactly like you do without Atzei Chaim at
Correct.
all. You just can't
Exactly.
do hot.
Can't do how you pick it up, but you can't touch the cloth. So. Okay. That's what the Gemara says is that every Yud Beis Chodesh, where are we? Simchas Omer b'chadash lo shem yom b'yashan 12 chodesh. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer echad zeh v'echad zeh 12 chodesh. No, new and old once every 12 months. Now let's analyze this brisa that we just saw about shoel, about borrowing. Omer Mar, here's part number one. A shoel sefer sefer mitorah mechaver hareza lo yishalenu l'acher. My ear is sefer Torah. Who cares? What kind of din is that? I can't do that to your car either. I did that when I was in high school. I borrowed someone's car, lent it to someone else, and that person got into a car accident.
No, you're the
But
blame.
that was the last time I cursed in 1996. Last time. I'm coming up on my 28-year anniversary. I'm doing good. So that's the din. Is that you can't be my what's with the din with the Sefer Torah? Why are you specifying this case? You can't do it with anything. Who cares? The Gemara, Filu Komili Non. You're right. But the Amar Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Kan Shana Rebbe Ein Hashol Rishay LaHashel Ein HaSocher Rishay LaHaskin. So says the Gemara. It applies to everything. You can't do Ein HaShoel Rishay LaHashel. We already know Sefer Torah Itzrichale. We needed that case to be different. Ma'udatema Nichale LeInishet De Te'aved Mitzvah BeMamone Kamashmalan. This is fascinating because we don't pass in this way. But the Gemara says you might have thought that someone would be okay if you take your item and you lend it to someone else, which is interesting because Lemaisa, if I want to borrow your tefillin, I don't have to ask Rishus. Why? Because of it, Inish the Ma'amad Mitzvah Mamon. It's the exact opposite svar. But that's not being Shoel, right? That's not She'ela. That's not the Shoel giving to another person.
That's
It's
you
in two
taking it
steps.
directly.
That's me taking it direct. That's the Nafkamina. But my point is not that. My point is that we do employ this principle of Avid Inish the Ma'amad Mitzvah Mamon, just not on two levels, only one level, only one level of borrow. What's that, Michael?
You said employ, I say amen.
Okay. What is that alcoholic beverage you're kidding back in there? You're off the rails here. What's happening right
Still dry.
I wonder if people like listen to this year. I wonder. I don't know. We'll find out.
You got hits on YouTube.
I know. I got some hits on YouTube.
I
Average
listened
listening
to this
time,
morning.
39 seconds. You know? I'm famous. I'm famous. Everybody knows it. Okay. Ted the Gemara. Next statement. Post of a Korelo. You can open and read from it. Pshita. Why else would you have borrowed it? It was to read from it. You're a shoel, right? The Elalamai That's why you have it to read from it. Says the Gemara, Seifa Yisruchaleh. We actually need it because of the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Obviously, you can open it and read it. Yilmad says the Gemara because it shouldn't be just for learning. It should be for reading the Sefer Torah, not just for learning. If you didn't borrow it, but I left it. I entrusted you to watch it. What do you mean? Why are you using this? I asked you to hold on to it. It's a pikadon. Why are you using my pikadon? That's not allowed. And furthermore, we also know that if you do it for yourself, it's aser anyways. In general, that's true. So says the Gemara, you said that it's we have a stira, right? It says that in bishvil pischo, in bishvilo pischo aser, and ha'amris poschol v'korebo. So how are you able to open it and read it, but you're not able to open it because it's usher? So how do we figure out all those pieces? Two-thirds of the way down, Hachi. If when you are rolling it, while you're rolling it, because it needs to be rolled periodically, that's when you're reading it mutter. But in Mishfilopasko, if you're opening it to read it, that's not allowed. That is usher. Simcha Samar, we had said in the Brisa, Bechodesh, Bechadash, excuse me. Shloshim Yom and Biyoshan Shnemasar Chodesh, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Echad Zev Echad Zev Shnemasar Chodesh, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hainu Tanakama. That's very similar to the Shita of the Tanakama. Aleima, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Echad Zev Echad Zev Shloshim Yom. We changed the Shita that every 30 days you need to rotate all of the Sifrei Torah. And again, if you have a collection, that's a big avoda. For those of us who've ever rolled a Sefer Torah from Tezos HaBracha to Bereishis or the other direction on whatever, it's a lot. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. That counts as a workout. It's an arm day. It's a lot of work. All right, here we go. At the two dots, the Braisa continues. Really, the two dots shouldn't be there. It says, "Aval lo yilmad botchila v'lo yikari acher imo." Or aminu, how can you say that? Lo yikra parsha v'yashana. You shouldn't read a parsha and repeat it again. V'lo yikra bo parsha v'yatargim. You shouldn't read a parsha and add in targum. V'lo yiftach bo yoser migimel dapim. You shouldn't open more than three pages, possibly three columns. Possibly, maybe this is where we get the din from of three columns. I don't know that I've ever seen it anywhere else. Amar Makom. I think this is the only one I've ever seen. Three people should not read it together. Now, this is a problem because Hashnayim Koren. We had said above, two people can't read it together. And now it says three is the lower limit of people who cannot learn together, but two can. If you and I are learning over the same piece of Gemara, the same piece of scroll, whatever it is, and I think you're wrong and you think I'm wrong, I'm going to pull the scroll away from you and prove that I'm right, and vice versa. So that's what we're concerned about. But if I'm reading the top section of an Amud and you're reading the bottom section, no stira, we're not going to be fighting each other, no problem at all. We had said that if you find the garment, you have to shake it out once every 30 days. The Memra Dineir Ma'alila. Who says that shaking out a garment is actually good for you? After all, Amar of Yochanan Mishiesh Gardi Uman B'soch Beso Yinark Tusa B'chol Yom. Only if you have a weaver, a fabric specialist who lives in your house, that's if you should shake it. But otherwise, it should not be good for you to shake out a garment. Leave it as is. Amri says the Gemara B'chol Yom Kashile. To do it every day is not good, but Echad L'Shloshim Yom Ma'alila. It's considered to be fine to shake out clothes once a month. Again, our clothes are so different and with such higher quality. Even our garbage is I don't want to say a store name, but even the garbage, it's 100,000 times better than what they had. Their clothes were so rough and unrefined. That's what the Gemara says. Next answer to this question of whether or not we say that shaking out clothes is good. We're talking about one person shaking it out versus two people shaking it out together. If I'm holding the top of the garment, you're holding the bottom, we're going to stretch it. Maybe that's what we're concerned about. By same of the third answer. One is shaking it out with his bare hands, and the other is shaking off all the dust with a stick, like the old Italian woman cleaning her carpet on the porch kind of a look, just taking a bat, taking a stick. So that will ruin the clothes. And he by same lokasha, but the imra habi the kitna. It depends. With wool, wool can tolerate a lot more than linen can. Next, because we spoke about Rav Yochanan, we're going to learn a little bit of an agadata. Amar Rav Yochanan, kasa de charoshin, if you have a cup of sorcery, that's better, velo kasa de poshrin, of water that's lukewarm. Okay? Velo amar ela bakli matachos, only true if it's found in a metal kli, about bakli charoshin, a different type of kli, less lanba, if it's made out of pottery, no problem. And also, uve kli matachos nami, even there, lo amar ela de lo tzavis, that's if the drink hadn't been boiled yet. Aval the tzavis had it been boiled less lanba, then nothing to worry about. Lo amran, ela de lo shad beit tzivi, if you didn't add in any ingredients, any tea leaves, whatever, aval shad beit tzivi, less lanba. Super unique, not a very common thing to hear about. And we will learn about this again in Maseches Chulin. Vam Rav Yochanan, another din by him. Mi shineach lo aviv ma'os harbe. If a father left you a lot of money, berotza la'abdan, and you want to empty the bank account, here's what you should do. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's a little, this is how you should not behave, but it's framed in the opposite way. What you should do is yilbash bigdei pishtan. You should wear fancy clothes. V'yishtame be'kli zechuchis, and you should use glassware. V'yiskor po'alem al yeshivimani. You should hire people and not watch over them. Let's analyze these three things. Yilbash be'kli pishtan, that's be'kitna romisa. That's with Roman linen. Very chashuv, very expensive, very high-end. Whatever the high-end brand is, that would be that today is what we're talking about. Bishtamish beklis chuchis. What does that mean? Bezugisa chivrusa, the white glass, which was apparently very expensive back in the day. Our glass production is on such massive scale; you can get whatever you want for cheap, any color, it doesn't matter. Yiskorpolim al yeshivimamu is the third thing. Tirgama says the Gemara b'tori danafish pseidaihu. We're talking about sheep, or not sheep, animals. Sure. Who cause a lot of damage. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here, if we're talking about workers who are causing damage, or if we're talking about shvarim who are causing damage, but one way or the other, that's what you should do. If you don't watch over your staff, they're going to do a bad job. Two dots, Lamed Omed Aleph, second line. Baruch Hashem, we have enough time. We'll get to where we're supposed to get to. When we say the Tzorcho u Tzorcho, my. Now, we had said initially that if I'm opening the Sefer Torah for myself, it's not allowed. I can only open it for its own purpose because I have to roll it. What if I have two intents? What if it is to roll it, but in the meantime, it's also my Bar Mitzvah Parsha and I get to do Chazara? Says the Gemara, Tashma, Shotcha Litzorcha. We have a brisa like this. It says you can only lay out the clothes for its own purpose. Litzorcha in, Halitzorcha, Litzorcha lo. Perhaps that if you have a double motivation, that's not allowed. Says the Gemara, I must say, but that's not true. Avalo lichvodo. We said you can't do lichvodo. Lichvodo hu de lo. But maybe we should say it's only when it's purely for you, you're not allowed. Halitzorcha, Ulitzorcha, Shaper dami. But perhaps that if it's for both of them, then it should work. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. The Brice has opposite implications, and therefore, Laman Amid base 5 lines down, you cannot use this as a Mari Mokom. Back to our question, what if a person has a double motivation, Litzorcho and Litzorcho? Toshma, let's try again. You cannot lay out something on a bed or over poles. Litzorcho. You can do it for its own purpose. Now let's look at the next in this Brice. Nizdamna lo orchem, you have guests. Lo yishtachena lo al gabe mita, v'lo al gabe magod, bein letzorcho, bein letzorcho. There, if guests are over, you're not allowed to hang up this item at all. Why is that the case? It must be that even though there's a double motivation of letzorcho and letzorcho, it must be that that's unacceptable. Shiny Hasam says the Gemara, though, by the orchem, that's not a raya. Because if you hang out an item that's very expensive looking, the mikla kalile will get burnt up, it will get destroyed. What does this mean? Imishum eina, one is because of ayin hara, and imishum ganve. If you have a chashuv thing that doesn't, and you're just showing it off, you're putting it out there, so people have ayin hara, which is halachic. Ayin hara is not hibijibi. Ayin hara is very halachic. Rabbi Francis gave a shir here about tzitzis once. How tzitzis remove ayin hara. There was anybody there for that? It was a fascinating halachic shir that he gave. So somebody raised their hand and said, what about women? He said, we're going to tell you, the garment has the power to prevent ayin hara. Kachaze. It's just the way that it is. Nice. Big shilas and poskim, does it apply at night? Big shilas and poskim, if you shower after shkia, should you put on your tzitzis again? Because in the machlokas, if tzitzis is ksus laila or not, so suffik brachos. So does the suffik brachos stop you from putting on? These are all shilas by Hilchos Tzitzis. Okay, not for now. Says the Gemara, therefore we don't have an answer. Let's try again. Toshma, we are 12 lines down. Hichnisa l'ravka v'dasha, an animal was brought into the pen v'dasha. Kshera, this is talking about an egla arufa. And by the egla arufa, we have to make sure that it's an animal that was not worked. Bishvil she, now the animal was dasha on its own. I didn't make the animal be dasha, just did it on its own. However, bishvil she tinek v'tidosh psula, if I have a double intent, I want the animal to go in there not only to do that, but also to nurse the young. So then that's psula. So we see the answer to our question from the case of Egla Rufa. Says the Gemara, nope, shiny hasam damar kroy v'pasik there. It's exerus hakasuba, asher lo uvad ba, mikol mako. That's different. Says the Gemara, if it's mikol mako, mihachi, afilu resha nami. Then in the resha, when it went into the ravaka by itself and it was dasha, that shouldn't have worked either. That should also have been a psul. Why don't we say that? Says the Gemara, halo damya, the case of Egla Arufa is only comparable, elu lahadetnan, to a case of the red heifer itself. There's no other comparison. Shekain aleha of kshera, if a bird lands on the animal, it's carrying a weight. That's not what the pasuk meant. That's not ubad bo. However, Allah aleha zachar psula. However, if there was a male that mated with this animal, then it's psula, meaning it's not. It's the ubad ba, right? That the animal put its weight, the male animal put its weight on the female animal, that makes the animal puzzle. Rabbi Resnick, could I listen to share from Rabbi Leibowitz? Rabbi Ari Leibowitz told a story about this, that this guy in New York had an animal that he thought really could have been a para aduma. And then the animal he noticed was pregnant. And it's a psul. Because that means that there was a male involved, and that was a psul. So my time, says the Gemara, why the distinction? Kidurak Papa. And Rav Papa over here looks at the creek seed. The Pasuk says, Asher lo ubad ba. Now ubad is written with the three dots for the u. It doesn't have the vav in it. So says the Rav Papa as far as brilliant. Domar Rav Papa, Ikasuv ubad vikarinan ubad havamina filam amela. Had the pasuk been read and written the same way of ubad, which means that it happened too. It's not that I did it as the owner. It happened. So then I might have thought havamina filam amela, even if something happened on its own. No problem. The iksiv avad vikarinan avad. If it would have said avad and avad, but we pronounce it ubad, we don't. But if it's avad, avad, then havamina ad avad but you, then he would have been had to be the one to cause it. And even if there is mating, but if I'm not the one who caused the mating, so then there's no reason why the animal should be pasul. But hashta dechsiv avad bekarinan ubad ba'inan ubad dumya de avad. Therefore, we need the ubad to be similar. Ma avad denichale af ubad denichale. So that's why you can't learn anything from Egla Arufa about our case. We do not have the answer to our question that we started with at the top of the page. That if I have a double motivation, litzor ko u litzor ka, does that work? We do not know. We do not know. Halfway down at the two dots, klei kesev, kesev uklei nechoshes, mishtamesh b'hem, these are allowed to use. Tana Rabbanan, let's go through some nuanced dinim over here. Hamotze kli eitz mishtamesh b'hem b'shvil shelo yirkavu. If you have wood, you should use it. Wood can rot, and you should use it and clean it off every once in a while, whatever. Kli nechoshes mishtamesh b'hem b'chamin, you can use in hot, aval, lo al yadei ha'or, mipnei shemashchichen, but you can't put it over a fire because that makes it too smooth. It's going to lose its texture. Klei chesef mishtamesh ben betzonin, you can only use it in cold. Aval lo bechamin mipnei shemashchirin. Hot makes silver tarnish. We actually know more now. Oxidization is what actually makes it be. But the heat does have more of that for sure. Magrefos vekardumos, these are sharp things like shovels and axes. Mishtamesh ben birach, you can only use them in soft dirt. However, aval lo bekashim mipnei shemashchirin, because that will get rid of the sharpness of the axe. That's not allowed. Like we said, there's no need to touch those. If you're watching them for someone, they'll be fine for thousands of years the way they are. They don't need anyone to touch them. And the same thing that's true by an item that's lost is also true by an item that's a pikadon. Says the Gemara, what kind of comparison is that? Pikadon, maya vid tagabe. What does that mean? Why are you saying that? They're not the same. Amr bacha bar chama. Amr sheishes pikadon shahalchu ba'alein amdina sayam. All the halachos that we just learned, we say they apply by a veda and pikadon. Why do they apply by a pikadon? It's not my job. The guy can come over and take it back from me. No, he's out of the country for a couple of years and you're watching it. If that's the case, you become achroi on the pikadon just like you would have on the aveda. We'll stop right here, and on Shabbos, we'll pick up two lines before the wide lines on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. Wishing you all a beautiful night.